Hey everybody, it's such a joy for me to be with all of you today. Thank you so much for dropping by. Just want to declare that God has great things in store for you as well. Before I go into the message that I have in store for you today, I encourage you to connect with me through the various social media platforms that I'm available on. You can check out my content on Instagram. You can also connect with me through Facebook and Parler. You can also subscribe for daily inspirations through WhatsApp. And you can also get regular content on YouTube. Don't forget to get my books, both my first one, Who Am I?, which will help you understand your identity, as well as my second one, Unveil Your Purpose, which became a number one on Amazon, which will help you discover your purpose and to start walking in it as well. You can get more details at www.johngifter.com, and I encourage you to rate this podcast in the platform that you are listening to and also give a review so that it will boost and help reach more people. And thank you so much for listening, and do share it around with your friends and loved ones so that it will be a great blessing to them as well. Now let's go to the session that we have for today. As you would have noticed that for the past couple of episodes, I've been addressing on the various aspects regarding finding God's will. In my previous episode, I was talking to you about one important aspect of how, yes, it's true that God says that He will grant the desires of your heart, but you cannot forget the fact that the Bible says that our heart is very deceitful because of the fallen nature of man. So you have to be cautious, because when you look at the scripture, you realize how the heart is the breeding ground for your desires. So if your heart is not in the right position, your desires may not be in the right position. That's why the Bible also says that you can have evil desires and desires from your own self and may not be the desires from God, and you cannot expect such desires to be fulfilled by God. You get what I'm saying? So once you establish that, one of the reasons I spoke about that part is because a lot of people just blindly go after their desires, their passions, and they're following their dreams and things like that. And you know, that's the place you have to be very precautious, because you have to understand that blindly going after your desires can be disastrous if that is coming from the wrong position of your heart. That's why in my previous episode, I asked you to introspect yourself to ensure that your heart is in the right position. Now, once you establish that, I want to take it forward to let you know that Christians go to the other extreme when it comes to the desires. They have no problem when you say you have to follow God's will, but the minute you tell them, you know, that your desires can have a link to your purpose, your God's will, they immediately shun it. That's why many people get into a lot of trouble when they have to make decisions with regard to their career or their relationships or their personal life. So many problems come because they are neglecting or they're throwing their desires out of the window when they make that decision, which is again wrong. Because I want you to understand from the scripture that your desires are actually a beacon or a signpost which will guide you towards your destiny. Now, let me give you some scriptures to help you understand this. First of all, without a doubt, every one of you know how the land of Canaan was the promised land as God gave it to Abraham and his descendants, right? Nobody has any problem with that. But I want to show you a scripture to help you understand something. If you see in Genesis chapter 11, verse 31, one day Terah took his son Abraham. Now, remember, Terah is the father of Abraham, and they were all moon worshippers. Okay, till Genesis 12, when God visited Abraham. Even Abraham was from a clan of moon worshippers. They had no connection with the God of the universe. Okay? So, there was no divine thing or anything like that. It was just, you know, just a normal person on planet Earth who never knew the Lord. So, this Terah took his son Abraham. Now, I'm just using the word Abraham so that it will be easy for you. And his daughter-in-law, Abraham's wife, Sarah, and his grandson, Lot, and moved away from Ur. And here's the thing, he was headed for the land of Canaan. But they stopped at Haran and settled there. He was headed for the land of Canaan. Now, have you ever thought about this? Yes, we all understand that God's will and the promised land was all the land of Canaan. But here you see, a man who did not even know the Lord had a desire and was moving towards his desire of going to the very place that we call as the promised land, the land of Canaan. He was heading towards the land of Canaan. Can you think about it for a minute? So what you actually infer from this is that, yes, it is the promised land. Yes, it is the fullness of his destiny. Yes, it is God's will. What you call as, you know, the land of Canaan is the ultimate destiny. But here you see that a man who did not even know the Lord, the man who did not even get a call from the Lord, was actually heading towards that very direction. How was that? Because of his desire. He didn't have any visitation from God. It was just because of his desire. So what you realize is that even though he was a man who did not even know the Lord, when he moved from a place of his desire, he moved towards that very thing that was ordained by God as the promised land. Think about it. But I want to be cautious here. Okay? You may say, so I don't need to know the Lord to go to the promised land. No. There is a very important thing to remember from this very same passage. I'll talk about that in a different episode. Okay? I'm not saying that you don't need to know the Lord to go towards your promised land. But I would say this to you, though, that many people who do not know the Lord are actually successful, whereas people who know the Lord are not as successful. And it's because people who do not know the Lord have found this truth to work on their area of passion and desire. And people who know the Lord have thrown the aspect of desire out of the window, and they make a choice in their life, whether it's their career or relationship or anything, neglecting the aspect of their desire. That's why they don't have the passion, they don't have the inspiration, that's why they're not able to put their best foot forward, and that's one of the reasons they're not able to make it to the top. That's the sad truth today, right? So that's why you have to understand how a man who does not know the Lord was still moving towards the very thing that was ordained by God as the promised land, or the plan of God, or the fullness of his destiny, just because he was following his desire. Now you may say, John, this is in the Old Testament, John, come on. Well, let me give you another scripture. Philippians chapter 2 verse 13. I'm reading from the Amplified version. I'm also going to read from the Amplified Classic edition. Okay, there are two versions for the Amplified, because I just want to get, first of all, I'm reading from the Amplified Classic edition, Philippians 2 verse 13. Not in your own strength, for it is God who is all the while effectually at work in you, energizing and creating in you the power and desire both to will and to work for his good pleasure and satisfaction and delight. Now, when you read from the Amplified version, it uses these words, okay? For it is not your strength, but it is God who is effectively at work in you, both to will and to work, that is energizing, strengthening and creating in you the longing and the ability to fulfill your purpose for His good pleasure. So from these two versions, what you understand is that God is the one who gave you the desire, and God is the one who gave you that longing and the ability to fulfill your purpose. I want you to think about it. That is why you should not neglect your desires, because your desires are actually to direct you towards your destiny. Amen. Whenever you're making a choice for your career, or maybe to choose a life partner or anything under the sun, don't neglect the aspect of your desires, because your desires are the ones that will direct you towards your destiny. There are so many other things we can talk about when I speak about the aspect of finding your purpose and all of that. But one thing I want you to understand is that you should not neglect your desires. Because remember, when you say you're a new creation in Christ, you're a new creation, right? The old has passed away. So what you have to remember is that when you're a new creation in Christ, when God has created you in your clean and a new heart, all right, what happens? Your desires are brand new. It is actually God's desires in you. That's why I shared this scripture with you, how it is the Lord who gives you these desires. So when it is the Lord who gives you those desires, He will grant those desires. Okay, so this level happens only when you deal with the previous level where I spoke about dealing with your heart. That's why I wanted to take that first and then come to this aspect. Right? I'm not against your desires. God is not against your desires. But you have to deal with your heart and put it in the right position. Then you can channelize your desires. In tomorrow's episode, I will take you through on the aspect of how you can channelize your desires and understand what is God's will and how to discern your desires in the light of God's will and God's word and so on and so forth, and we'll take it forward accordingly. Amen. God bless you. I hope you were blessed, encouraged, and edified by the message that you just listened to. I encourage you to connect with me through the various social media platforms. I'm available on Instagram, Parler, and Facebook. You can also check out my regular content on YouTube. And I encourage you to get my books, both Who Am I, as well as my latest one, which became a number one on Amazon, Unveil Your Purpose. I'm sure these books will be a great blessing to you as well. Please do leave a rating and review this podcast in the platform that you're listening to. Share this around with a friend and a loved one. I'm sure it will bless them as well and also help us reach more people with the good news of Jesus Christ as well. Do check out other content on the podcast platform. And if you're led to support us financially or you would like to connect with me, you can also check out the details in the description with regard to my PayPal account. And also, if you are led to invite me to share the word in any other platform, you can do so by connecting with me either through the website or through any other means like the social media platforms as well. Thank you so much for dropping by, and I'll see you next time. If you want to get more details, check out my website, www.johngifter.com.